This isn't very long tonight. You're lucking out. I'm going to begin by reading Jesus' teaching that he gave this morning on forgiveness. I am Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to share with you a lesson on forgiveness. To be forgiving, the soul must first be loving. This is an obvious base on which forgiveness is built. Unforgiveness is an overpowering obstacle to holiness. It keeps the heart centered on self and not on God and neighbor. Since self-love is the root of all sin, it is at the very basis of all unforgiveness. This is why the soul cannot surrender to me past hurts, for he puts his own feelings first, God and all others last. I showed compassion to those who wronged me, but for so many, it is too much of a challenge to their love and humility to return love and forgiveness for insult and injury. You must love me more, than you love yourself. I have commanded it. Forgiveness is a sin that you have done so. Forgiveness is a sign that you have done so and are well on the way to holiness. Unforgiveness tells me you allow your heart to center on you, your pride, your injury. Do not say, why me? Do not think, woe is me, such and such happened to me. Such thoughts are full of self-love and bear unforgiveness as a fruit. I send you the grace through my mother's heart that you need to forgive. Open your hearts, receive it, welcome it. Receive the benediction of my heart upon your lives. So tonight I was surprised that I had a little trouble finding some writings on this in my usual sources, but the Curie d'Ars was, he had a couple things to say about forgiveness and unforgiveness. This is under the heading, this is from the book, The Sermons on the Curie d'Ars, and I'll just read a little bit of this. This is under the heading of Repairing the Wrong Done. Having made satisfaction to God, we must then make satisfaction to our neighbor for the wrong which either in his body or in soul we have done to him. I say that it is possible to wrong him in his body, that is to say in his person, by attacking him either by injurious or insulting words or by bad treatment. If we have sinned against him by injurious words, then we must apologize to him and make our reconciliation with him. If you have done wrong to your neighbor in his honor, as for instance by scandalous talk, you are obliged to make up by favorable and beneficial talk for all the harm you have done to his reputation, saying all the good of him which you know to be true, and concealing any faults which he may have and which you are not obliged to reveal. If you have calumniated your neighbor, you must go and find the people to whom you have said false things about him and tell them that you have been saying that what you have been saying is not true, that you are very grieved about it, and that you beg them not to believe it. And another thing I might add here is that often the person that we can't forgive is ourselves. maybe we've done something in the past, or we haven't achieved something in the past that we wanted to, or maybe we have held something in our heart against someone, and we've forgiven that person, but we haven't forgiven ourselves for feeling that way about them. Well, if we really believe that Jesus is all-merciful, as he has told us that he is, then we must accept his forgiveness. And if he has forgiven us, then it's a pride that we can't forgive ourselves. And it's a great obstacle between us and between God's grace. Now, this sermon is headed Love of Our Neighbor. All of our religion is but a false religion, and all our virtues are mere illusions if we ourselves are only hypocrites in the sight of God, if we have not that universal charity for everyone, for the good and for the bad, for the poor people as well as the rich, for those who do us harm as much as for those who do us good. No, my dear children, there is no virtue which will let us know better whether we are the children of God than charity. The obligation we have to love our neighbor is so important that Jesus put it into a commandment, which he placed immediately after that by which he commands us to love him with all our hearts. He tells us that all the law and the prophets are included in this commandment to love our neighbor. Yes, my dear brethren, we must regard this obligation as the most universal, the most necessary, the most essential to religion and to our salvation. In fulfilling this commandment, we are fulfilling all others. St. Paul tells us that the other commandments forbid us to commit adultery, robbery, injuries, false testimonies. If we love our neighbor, we shall not do any of these things, because the love we have for our neighbor would not allow us to do him any harm. Then I just have a couple quotes from Scripture. And the first one is from Mark chapter 11. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. And then from Luke chapter 5. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And from Proverbs, do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. Thank you very much for coming. There is a snack in the back, I think.